I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Overwhelmed by more than a million Syrian refugees, Lebanon is launching new visa restrictions this week. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says for those already inside the country, jobs are few and education has fallen by the wayside. Kids Alive started the Oasis Education Project in November. At a little over $3 a day per student, the program's already at 100 students.
Kids Alive is wanting to meet these kids' spiritual needs and share the good news of the gospel, share with them that they have a heavenly Father who loves them.
Next, it's getting harder and harder to follow Christ in East Malaysia. John Bachman of the Haggai Institute explains.
They are experiencing a great effort, both socially and through government efforts, to Islamize through the educational system, and then even among some of the tribal groups.
Legal structures make it nearly impossible for an ethnic Muslim to become a Christian. Now there's a huge push to make everyone a Muslim. But Haggai alumni are holding fast to their commitment. Want to help them? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And churches in Central America are doing whatever it takes to share the gospel, even if it means breaking the law. Since people aren't allowed to build more churches, services are held in homes. Now, these house churches are usually shut down, but secretly they start up again. Vision Beyond Borders recently took a missions trip to give supplies and encouragement to pastors and other Christians there. Find out how you can help by going to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy to read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.